Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said before, get engaged, get involved, be part of. It's the best way to do it. When you're informed, you can make decisions. Well, you can make decisions that make sense. Right? Am I that far off? As I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855, again, 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we all win. For lack of a better way of putting it, it's the only way that we truly all win. Anyway, I always appreciate your time with me, and listen, I just want you to know, as you heard today, we are not in a recession. Nothing to worry about here. You know, the higher prices at the gas station, the higher prices in car rentals, in air, I mean, and all that. Don't worry about it. That has absolutely nothing to do with recession. Seriously. Don't you love it? How stupid. Well, I guess they got us to buy into the masks for a long time, didn't they? I was just going to say, how stupid do they think we are? It's not how stupid they think we are. It's how stupid they know we are at this point. Just crazy. With everything that's going on, with the pricing at the store, the pricing in the streets, what we're all hurting on. As many of you know, I live in the Los Angeles County, in the L.A. area. And I can't believe they actually did it. Some of the local news sources were interviewing people at the gas stations, but not so much for the gas pump prices, but more so to see how people were faring with everything, how it was actually going for them. And the people were screaming about, you know, they've got to make a decision, less food, do they drive to work, do they take a bus? And the buses don't always run on time or run properly. No slight on my bus driver, Fred. It's just a reality here. And yet the Dems will tell you, everything's fine. We saw that inflation kicked up. Unemployment, according to them, the jobs market is great. There's just not enough people to fill the jobs. That's how good it is. That there's not enough people to fill the jobs. But that's not it at all. You know that. Come on. I'll have to tell you guys this. Right? Why go to work when the government will pay you more to stay at home? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike is beating his brains out to help us out. Right? Mike Lindell. He's on our side. Always has been. So we really, truly, if you head up to MyPillow.com, he's doing everything he can to drop the prices, bring things down, so that you will buy in this country. Okay, so that you will actually help him make a difference for us. Help keep the money flowing into his company. You put a few bucks in our pocket. You keep Americans working. That's the way to do it. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. Promo code Joe on the way out. And you'll save anywhere from 50 to 60%. Sometimes it's 2 for 1. You know, you can't even play baseball. You know, baseball now has become a problem, hasn't it? I mean, seriously. So now, apparently, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but every year, Democrats and Republicans, they come together in a what's supposed to be a friendly baseball game between both sides. And it's it's supposed to prove that we can get along. So these left-wing climate protests, I mean, whack jobs go to, what are the things they're doing? Stop the baseball game, so therefore they'll now sign some kind of climate change, fake climate change legislation. Seriously. So they were at the congressional baseball game. They blocked the national parks entrance. Now, you're climate people. Don't you want people to enjoy the outside? Isn't that what you're looking for? They were arrested during the congressional. Do they use real handcuffs, or do they have the same ones they used on AOC? What do you think? Spokesperson for the Metropolitan Police told News Source that three people were arrested for unlawful entry. The left-wing groups were protesting the event, holding signs reading, "This is a climate emergency." Really? Look what you people have done to these kids. Do you know that this is not the hottest it's been? The cycle has not been... Look, there was an article published. I don't have enough time to read this now, but I'll touch on it anyway. There was an article published about how hot it was back in the summer of 54. So the summer of 1954 will be remembered for the scalding heat reaching an astonishing, ready for this, 122 degrees on July 14th in Pittsburgh, Kansas. The heat wave lasted for 52 days. It began in mid-June. Didn't end until, I think, the second week of August. Right? Mercury never dropped below 100 degrees. Well, think about that. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Alfonso Rachel joins me when we return. Don't go anywhere. It's a lot of fun.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
He is back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Look at this. There's an old time baseline right there, right? Those are always good too. Anyway, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just so yeah. You know what's a good, you know what? Is this the one? Yeah. Here's a good one too. Take a listen to this one. No, don't take a listen to this one. Never mind. It never works the way I want to. Do you know that? Are you aware of that? Apostle Rachel joins me. We love him. We refer to him as Zoe. We have such a good time with him when he is on with me. And but yeah, you know what? Every time I go to do something, I think it's going to be really cool. It never works out. What, I should try? Maybe this will work. Hold on. Take a listen. What do you think of this one? Can you hear that?
Nope.
You can't hear nothing? Wow. That's too bad.
You're going to have to act it out.
No, I don't think that would be a good thing for the show or anybody else who would see it. They'd have to have some real serious, help over the next few years. Anyway, all right, well, look, always a pleasure to have you with me. Really appreciate the time that you spend with me as well. And well, you're in Texas right now, right?
I am.
I understand that the tar in Texas right now is like bubbling on the streets.
I haven't caught that. If it's bubbling, it might be because of just the sogginess of the humidity. You know, it's kind of humid, almost kind of like when you step outside, it feels like kind of like wading through snot. No, that's Florida. It's not quite there. I just remember that it's like Florida.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a visual that I really needed.
I came out from the Coachella Valley area, man. That's heat. Okay, that's hot.
I would say that somebody sent me pictures from the Coachella. They have a big music thing there every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the deal is. I mean, almost like a modern day Woodstock or something. I don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I saw some of the pictures, the clothes that some of those people were wearing or not wearing, whatever. And and I gotta tell you something, guy. Wow, just wow.
Yeah. The thing is, the difference between Woodstock is that if you saw a woman naked, you most likely saw a woman naked. At Coachella Fest, if you see a woman naked, it might not be a woman, or dudes or whichever. And yeah,
but they were wearing some pretty outlandish clothing. It almost seemed like one of those events, the people looking for space aliens out there in the desert at times. You know what I'm talking about?
Sort of, yeah. Where are the aliens? Bring the aliens. Where's the anal probe you promised me?
Oh, it's like, I always said that. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I don't really care. These aliens were so intelligent that the only way they could figure out what was in your body, obviously they hadn't watched Star Trek, but the only way they could figure out what was going on inside your body was with anal probes. They had to go a billion miles to come here. And the only technology they had to scan your body was an anal probe. I always thought that was hilarious myself.
Right? Yeah. Right? Oh, my God.
Seriously. So, anyway, all right. Let's get to almost some real information. I'm having so much fun with some of this stupid, really stupid stuff that's going on right now. You know, I mean, seriously, there's a Christian college that is now giving students the option to choose their pronouns. Okay? No, I thought you'd agree with that. I don't know what this, Jesus is going to have to show up. Okay, can you knock this off? Now you're, like, really out of control. So this is the Christian College Methodist Emory University in Atlanta. It's announced plans that will give students a choice as to the pronouns by which they're identified at the school. It's one of the traditional denominations that have come under the influence of all these secular social nutjobs. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for these churches to figure out. You stick with the Word of God. You don't stick with what's going on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, EFG, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the devil reads the Bible, too. And probably reads it more than these people. But... they're caught under the pronouns. See, some of these churches be talking about speaking in tongues. Yeah, these pronouns, them zims and zers and hers and as, man, that's all speaking in tongues too. That's real speaking in tongues. It's a bunch of gibberish and but it's spellbinding, right? They're casting spells on these people with these incantations of pronouns, and even the church, the so-called church, is being caught up in it. So, yeah. Be careful, y'all.
To what end? I mean, this is the stuff that drives me nuts. They feel like, and I actually talked to a pastor who is extremely involved in the LGBTQ community. And years ago, they just, the way they did it was they just would attend some of their meetings. They would kind of, you know, help them, you know, get things accomplished or what have you. And they thought that they could love them into the community, right? You know, show them the love of Christ, love them into the community. And now it seems like they got sucked into all of this, to acceptance. And I wouldn't be surprised if they start doing same-sex marriages in the church soon. But they've left the scripture. I don't. Maybe they never did it to begin with.
Yeah, that's a thing to wonder. It's like, man, were you guys really ever into Christ? It's like, because when the Lord says, hey, if they're putting it in my hand, the Lord puts it in my hand, I don't lose my grip on them. So I know he ain't a liar. So these people must have never really grasped, you know, who the Lord is. And the Lord even says, I know you guys are calling my name and driving out demons and all that sort of stuff. But he's like, I don't know you. Man, I don't know where you people come from. Where are you coming from with this? I don't know. I don't know you. You know, it's like you talk about you driving out demons. You can't even drive out your own demons. It's like, I don't know you.
Yeah, when you drive them out, you're not supposed to accept them in, you know.
Yeah.
That's all right. I mean, you're right. It's like he, him, his, she, her, hers, they, them, theirs, the, her, hers, and the, theirs. I can't even say. I think I bit my tongue again.
Yeah. I mean, incantations, man. And people are falling for it. That's witchcraft, you know? And they assume to be able to transform something supernaturally or transform something outside of what's natural.
Right.
And that's what they're doing, you know, with these pronouns. Like I said, giving up their pound of flesh to be able to sooner transform, and taking these potions to change their body, it's all witchcraft.
Yeah, and now those kids 5 years ago that started doing the transitions, now they're finding out that they can't get pregnant, they can't this, they can't that. It's like, really? You screw around with God's design and now you're confused? Anyway, be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Biden was warned by the Chinese president to not defy Beijing's will on Taiwan. This is according to a Chinese readout of a call Biden had with the Chinese president. The call, which is the fifth between the two since Biden took office, lasted 2 hours and 17 minutes, the White House stated. According to testimony at Nicholas Cruz penalty trial, he wrote online that he wanted to be a, quote, professional school shooter. The online activity started 7 months before the February 14, 2018 massacre that left 14 students and three staffers dead at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Don't see your host. Let me just bring him back in, because I think I have so much fun with this. I always appreciate your time with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me, host of the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, Zopian Den, and soon to return, I'm believing, is soulfoodradio.net. And, I caught out of the corner of my eye. The D.C. mayor has been crying for about, I don't know if you caught any of this, about a week and a half now. And what she's crying about is migrants overrunning her city. Right? Because, well, Texas and Florida have been loading them up in buses and dropping them off in D.C. So she's screaming, this isn't right. It isn't fair. We can't afford this. You can't do this to us. We need the National Guard to help us protect our city. And I'm thinking, wow, did you feel that way with Texas? Did you feel that way with Florida and some of these other places that are being overrun? Don't you find that amazing?
Oh, man, as the saying goes, if Democrats didn't have any double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. And it fits. So all of a sudden, you know, they're worried about the National Guard. These agencies that uphold the law and protect the people, they accuse them of being racist. You military and you police, you're all racist and stuff like that. It's like Biden the other day, like making this pandering speech to law enforcement. It's like, you people hate the police, and everything about them is contrary to their own narrative. And even this right now, it's like they're upset that the migrants came in. We're not going to be surprised about this. We're not going to be surprised about this at all.
The part that I love so much, I really do enjoy it, is the fact that they're saying almost verbatim what the other governors were saying at one point in time, and they were poo-pooing it, and they would say, well, that's because they don't really care about the migrants. They hate the migrants, you know, the whole nine, yeah, right? You know, you heard all that, right? Mm-hmm. They're coming in there, they're eating their food, they're on their property, they're causing, you know, they can afford it. Now all of a sudden it's happening, and they're going, hey, you know, we can't have this. This isn't right.
Yeah.
I love it. And they don't see it coming out of it. You and I have talked about this a million times. They are so self-unaware. It's like, do you hear what's coming out of your mouth? Do you know what you said to the other governors when they said exactly the same words?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know if you heard about this, but Eric Bolling, he was playing a clip, a video the other night, and it was one of those pride parades. and there were a couple of black women and a black guy that were twerking, like, right in the kid's face. Okay? So he makes comment about it. He doesn't say, look at them black folks doing whatever. He says, this is ridiculous. It's uncalled for. There's no and why are the parents bringing their kids to something like this? And he went off on the twerking with the kids. It's not a place for kids. He got a rash in the crap because he's a racist. Why would he say anything? You know, these were black kids because he doesn't like black people. That's why he was saying it. I'm going, are you guys for real? Everything. He's racist now, right? But twerking in front of the kids, we're done, aren't we? Why isn't Jesus coming back? What is he waiting for? Seriously.
Man, I shudder to think how bad it's got to get. And, you know, it's one of those things where even the Lord is like, I'm going to have to let this get really bad to where people are like, dude, we seriously cannot fix this. This is not fixable by us, and it would take a miracle. It would take a miracle to clean this stuff up. And that's where Jesus is like, I hear you calling, right? it's going to have to get that bad.
Oh, come on, stop it. You know?
Yeah. I hope I'm wrong, man. I'd be happy if he came, like, right now and snatched this on up out of here. But it's like, unfortunately, people aren't going to believe it until it gets, like, so bad where it's just like, dude, I don't think we're going to be able to. All the humanists and the worldly people are going to be like, I don't think we're going to be able to fix this. I don't believe in some Jesus will fix it, but I certainly don't think that we can fix it.
No, you know what? We can't because we're so polarized. We can't talk about it. Look at the let's see how quickly we become lemmings again here because now they're talking about monkeypox. Who came out and said the WHO? I say who? I think of the band. Everybody else, whatever. WHO comes out and says, this is another one. We're on the cusp of another one of those world pandemics with monkeypox. I think this is hilarious, right? And But the committee that the head of the WHO put together to decide whether these things were that serious said it's not that serious, right? We shouldn't shut anything down over it. He overrides them because he doesn't agree with them. Well, what do you need them for? Get rid of them. You spend the money for no reason there. And the other part of this, which I think is hilarious, is Fauci came out, the beloved Fauci, the god of all microbiomes or biomes or something. He comes out and says, we're going to have to put an end, or at least we're going to have to pause all these homosexual orgies because this is how it's being transmitted. And I'm going, and I just sat back and said, okay, that's going to go over well. And he's taking a ration of crap over it now, and I'm just laughing at myself saying, they don't know when to stop, number one. Number two is, if it is the truth, and I don't know what to believe from him anymore, but even if it is the truth, I mean, seriously, you believe the guy? If he tells you have to stop because you're passing this disease all over the place, how come you can't believe him? Oh, all of a sudden he's a bad guy. What we want. That's where we're at.
Yeah, now they're going to be making new songs like, Dr. Fauci, I hate you now, you're homophobic, and I want you out. he's not going to win on that one.
No, but isn't it, again, I find it interesting that he's, I don't know if he's coming out with it, even thinking about how he's saying it and how he's putting it out there. I don't know how I would have done that. I just find it really funny that, he's going to come out and say, okay, got to stop the orgy thing. Like, yeah, really? That's the best way you can do it?
Right. It's like that. It's like monkeypox, like AIDS 2.0 or something. And wasn't Dr. Fauci, like, tied to the AIDS epidemic, like, back in the day? And now here it is. Here he is again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, Fauci, remember when Reagan suggested that, hey, you guys might want to knock it off in those bathhouses? And he got, eviscerated for that. And, he was right.
It's just like with the COVID and everything. It's kind of like no more truth than science. Mm. It's just what makes the people feel good.
Oh, and Joe, did you hear about who? And folks, these are people who are dictating to us about healthcare and stuff. Who is the cat? I don't know his name, but he's like a not an executive, but a high position with the Soros, like health society. He's like this expert, and went out for like the weekend and had a whole bunch of gay sex, right? And got just tore up with like monkeypox. And when I say tore up, man, it's like the lesions and stuff that he was talking about. I was like, dude, I don't care to repeat on air.
Yep.
But the guy basically just lent himself to be passed around like a rag doll. Like, and the lesions that he got, both ends, bro. Right? And it's like, these are the people who are trying to lecture us about health.
Well, look at I mean, I don't know how much you've kept up with Los Angeles County. You've got Dr. Farrar, right? I mean, she makes Lori Lightfoot look like a model, for God's sakes, you know, and she's a doctor of education, not medicine, and now she's telling everybody, you know, with the masks and how bad everything is and it's getting worse, and she got caught in a lie. She's got caught in several lies. And today you could tell, you know how you read body language, and today she's doing a press release or a press conference around the fact that she has all of a sudden decided that she is not going to push the mask mandate. And she says it because the numbers changed so drastically. Well, no, she was talking last week about how the mask mandate was going into effect by the end of the month because we can't seem to keep the numbers down, and they're rising like crazy, and people go to the hospital with COVID. And
yeah,
people were outcrying. There were businesses saying, no, we won't adhere to it. The sheriff said, I won't enforce it. There were cities that said, no, we're not going to enforce it in the city. The whole nine yards. And
yeah,
she looked nasty about it.
Why should people abide by this? Biden, mask-wearing Biden, vax-boosted Biden, got COVID.
Well, you know, it's funny. CDC releases these statements, and then all of a sudden they, like, disappear off their website because somebody goes, hey, don't say that. And the last one they released said that, what was it, if you had been vaccinated and boosted, your recovery time when you got COVID seemed to be longer than if you didn't get vaxxed or boosted. Duh. That's my comment. Duh. Back in a minute. Don't go far, people.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something other than sitting there drooling all over yourself. Anyway, Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. He is the host of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, and the co-host of Soul Food Radio, found at soulfoodradio.net. You know, so I, you and I on the on soulfoodradio.net, which is a little bit on hiatus because I'm running for office again because I my faculties haven't been checked properly or something. I don't know. but, you know, if we get to talk about the spiritual stuff, God stuff, in a lot more detail. I hate to use the word spiritual because people throw that around like, you know, no, I got to keep it clean. Never mind.
We got to take it back.
So, you know, seriously, it's kind of like when you hear these people talking about stuff and God being first, and they don't really mean it because you look at what's happening around you. You look at these Christian parents and others that are sending their kids to some of these schools. They know what's going on in school, and they won't do anything to push back on it because they don't want to infringe on other people's rights. But they're okay with their rights being infringed upon, religious and otherwise,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, man. And a lot of these, you know, I'm looking at, you know, the big thing is America first. And it's like, no, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, as I'm a patron and everything like that. But if you really want to do America a favor, you put the kingdom first. You see a lot of these people out there, they pay lip service to God and stuff like that. But there's other things that they have affections or affinity for that they put before, you know, the kingdom. You know, they put, you know, whether it's their conservatism or their country or, you know, their color or chromosomes, all whatever. You know, people just put things before God, and that doesn't work out. You got to put God first, you know, and you do that. That is the best thing that you can do for the country.
Oh, I totally agree with you. But I don't think anybody anymore, I shouldn't say that. All right, I'm not going to paint with that broad of a brush. But many who profess the faith really aren't sold out to the faith. They're, you know, they're more sold out to the music genre they listen to than they are to their faith. And seriously, or to their, I don't know, Pilates, particular Pilates class or whatever it is that they're doing. So, I mean, think about something. The health industry, for instance, right? It's a billion-dollar industry. And everybody's got a different kind of pill, a different kind of thing, and you got these kind of Pilates, and you got this kind of, what is it, hot yoga, cold yoga, yogurt with fruit. I don't know. You got all this stuff going on, and they're making like $1 billion, and these people swear by these things, and they're quote-unquote religious about them. But when it comes about the thing you really should be sold out to, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, I go when I can get there, and, you know, there's a certain pastor I don't like, so I only go in the other pastor, and he's like, hello, anybody home? Really? That's how you carry your eternal life based on who's preaching? Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's church is more of like the church building or the experience. People are going to the church building for the experience or some sort of emotional that they tie to some sort of religious experience or anything like that. It's not necessarily the pursuit of Jesus, but rather their pursuit of their ideas of what Jesus can do for them.
There you go. That's, yep.
Yeah, and they love Jesus for that, you know, for the hope of what he can do for them. But it's not really the pursuit of getting to know and learning Jesus himself.
Oh, yeah. No, you're exactly right. When you're going to church, well, you and I have talked about this a million times on soulfoodradio.net. It's kind of like they can tell you what worship songs were played, who was in key, who was out of key, right? And why are they still playing those Hill songs when they're going to play these songs? And you go, well, what was the message? Oh, it was cool. Well, what was it about? Oh, he's always right on. What was it about? But they can tell you the name of the songs.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and that's when you got to see that there's so many churches that aren't solid with the scriptures. When you have churches close, you know, because the government says close, but really hasn't given you a legitimate reason why, that's totally violating your First Amendment rights. When you have churches that are affirming homosexuality, and when you got homosexual so-called pastors, whether they're you know, lesbians or whether they're, you know, homosexual men, when you have these people that are in the pulpit and, you know, are in the churches, well, you don't really have a church. You have like some sort of social gathering that you guys may want to call church, or you have a building that you want to call church. But these things happen when you don't actually study who Jesus is, but rather are looking for some sort of Jesus experience. You study the Word of God, and the Lord says, my church, the gates of hell ain't going to prevail against my church. But if you're allowing homosexuals, you know, and you're having these other people coming in with these different narratives in the church, well, those are gates of hell. Those are gates that have deceived people, and they've opened up, and those people are getting sucked into there, right? These gates have prevailed against these people. But those who actually study the Word of God and seek him, and the sheep that hear his voice, they can't get fooled by them gates. And they don't get sucked into those gates.
No, you know, I mean seriously, we're told to avoid the very appearance of evil. Mm. Here's the problem with that, because I love watching people fighting on Facebook about this kind of stuff. And then once in a while, I throw a little bomb in there and leave the room and let them fight among themselves. They're good at that kind of stuff. But, you know, I mean, seriously, when you think about, you know, when I go into those rooms and I hear what they're arguing about, and they when you talk about the word evil or hate, they decide what evil or hate is. They don't use a biblical premise for it, even though they want to use a Jesus premise for it, right? I mean, Jesus called for adultery, right? I mean, having sex with the woman or the husband that isn't yours, he called it a sin. Right? So that's evil. Sin is evil. And yes. Well, you know, you never know what's going on at the house, and you don't know what's going on. But wait a minute. Jesus didn't say it's a sin. Well, except if you're not getting along with your husband, or, you know, he's not bringing home enough money for you to live on, and she doesn't look nice anymore when she's dressed. They want to make all these excuses, like the word is filled with excuses, but it's not.
Yeah, absolutely not, man. And that's when people try to, and that's the thing about the godless, always trying to redefine things. They're always trying to confuse things. And when there's confusion, that's when they're able to get away with, you know, what it is that they want to get away with and live by their vices and whatnot. And I think it's, and I was talking about this earlier, but, you know, we're living where we have so much access to information and we have so much leverage on being able to communicate, right? We're basically getting almost back to where we're speaking one language again. You know, we got translators and, you know, these things that can, you know, we're speaking in this binary code now where we're just speaking one language. And the last time that happened, God came and said, okay, we're stopping this tower from being built because this is what you folks are doing with your communication. You're able to communicate on one accord, but you've gathered under this prideful communication and you guys are spreading confusion. You want to do that? I'll show you. I'll show you confusion. Dang it. I'll spread you guys all over the world and change your language all around. Right? But people today, despite this access to this communication and access that we have, we're using it to spread more confusion. Well, I don't want to say we because, you know, we're trying to spread the truth. We're trying to spread the word of God. But these people want to spread their truth. Yeah, it's confusing people.
It is amazing to me that just simple common sense stuff. And it's not common sense according to Joe and Zoe. It's common sense in the real world. You know, I joke with people and say, look, why don't you jump to the bottom of the pool and try to breathe? Just because you want to breathe and live in the water doesn't mean you're going to be able to breathe and live in the water. You're going to find out real fast that science is real. You need oxygen. Okay? And you guys can make it up as you go all you want, but that's not it. We have, it's not new, but it's starting to take off again, which is transabled. Okay? Yeah, you probably don't even know where I'm going with this, or maybe you have a clue. Transabled. It's defined as the need of a non-disabled person to transform his or her abilities or senses with the goal of acquiring a physical disability. In other words, they want to be sick.
Well, yeah.
Okay? They are to begin with, yeah. So they find a doctor that will actually amputate their arm, make them deaf, amputate a foot. Yeah, I know. You were surprised when I'm reading these articles. I'm going, that doctor should have his license removed immediately.
Yes.
Do no harm. It's a perfectly good limb. Who is the guy? Transspecies. He actually had a plastic surgery. He spent $72,000 with to take his nose off, to take his ears off, to do all kinds of stuff to make him look more like a leopard. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going, the doctors are just as sick as they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And it's, you know, these people doing this, transit, like I said, it's all witchcraft, man. These people assuming that they can transform into something else outside of what nature dictates.
Yeah. No, you're right. And, you know, when you've got the medical journal saying this is wrong, you've got everything, and then they still find the doctor. They go looking for somebody. It is really, really sick, and it's really scary that the doctors will do this, which means, you know, if they really feel like this child needs an operation to remove certain body parts, they're not going to care what the parents say. The parents aren't going to have a say in anything. All right, yeah. So where do they find your wonderful music, man?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. If they hit that Sledge X tab, they can find some music to rock out to.
Sledge X. No reference to Latinx or... Totally cool. Joe Mesina, your host. Don't go far, people. Carrie Quash joins me in the next hour. We're going to talk about why teen suicide is on the rise again. We'll be back.